Welcome to 30 Minute Reviews. I am Adam. I gotta get better at timing that out at the end. That's on me, though. I made this song. So what have we got today? What have we got today? Why don't we start out with the new sponsor way. So, basically what happened was getting sponsors is not quite as easy as I thought it would be with a one-man operation. So, I started using Commission Junction affiliate program to gain sponsors. So, rather than sitting here every episode and being like, there are still advertisers on the podcast through Spreaker, because that's, Spreaker just puts them on, but when I say pennies on the dollar for those, that's not an exaggeration, it's literally pennies on the dollar. So, what I have come up with is a way to really kickstart this and get it into high gear with Commission Junction and their various affiliate programs. So now we have, that. Now, rather than sitting here and coming up with my own ad copy and writing an ad for each of these advertisers, we have at least 12 with more coming in the future with any, luck as I add to the, to the list. It's just easier to do it this way. So basically what I did was, we have the old website that never gets used. The old website that I set up years ago, haven't really updated it or done anything like that. And that's, it. So basically what it is, it's kind of like, I don't know if anyone has worked, retail or, anything like that, where it's like, some businesses will partner with local businesses and some large chains to provide benefits for their employees. So, like, while I worked for my previous employer, I had, there was kind of like Verizon and 1-800-Flowers and all of these other things to get you, discounts and stuff. Here, it's kind of the same thing, where I partner with businesses, so you, the listener, can get, deals if you use any of their stuff. So, like, free trial with Shudder, they have that on there. Free trial of Gamefly, we have that on there. My stimulus has been returned 3 times. That's not definitely a scam. We have that. We have, who else? Dell. So, if you need computer equipment, Dell is actually a computer that I record. When I record a podcast on a laptop, Dell is the laptop I use. So, we have Dell. We have Magix, the video and audio editing software. They also have a deal on there. There is a... what's the other one we have? We have a snack affiliate. I think I said Loot Crate. For, snack gifting. Storyboard company that does, print 8x8s. It's pretty cool. 6th Avenue Electronics, which I don't have a link up for yet, only because they're, when I went through their list of links, it's, the first 2 pages were all, GPSs for your car, and it's, number one, who doesn't have a, most people with newer cars have a GPS built into the car. If a car is built in the last 10 years or so, there's probably a GPS built into the car. But people who, who aren't quite that, who don't have that, your phone also has the GPS. So, that didn't quite... So I have to go through that a little bit more in depth to find a better, what's it called? A better... a better thing to market on there. What else is there? Entertainment Earth, which sells a lot of, like, pop figures and things like that. So, like, if you need, if you're looking for any of that stuff, definitely check out, what's it called? Definitely check out this, this link I created, bit.ly/TMR sponsors. And that will bring you right to the page, and it'll be a nice little page of all the ads. Now, the only issue is, because they're ad widgets, if you have an ad blocker installed on either your phone or your laptop, you will not see them. So hopefully that, if you view it on your phone, it's not exactly mobile optimized. That's my next big project, is mobile optimization of the, of that site. But a lot of our older stuff is on there, too. Like, we have the... So, you know, if you want to support the show, that's a great way to do it. Now that we spent 6 minutes doing an ad that I really... Like, the point of that was not to do ads anymore. Let's find something to talk about, which is a little bit difficult because I've been watching mostly Impractical Jokers for the last week. In my spare time. Let's talk about the Final Girl Support Group, which I was going to do a Beware of Spoilers about, but I kind of gave up on the book after, like, 2 hours. And again, when I refer to length through a book by hours rather than, what's the word I'm looking for? Rather than, rather than pages, it's because I listen to my books as audiobooks, not... I don't read them, I just listen to them while I'm at work. Fuck, I forgot my headphones. Oh well. That's unfortunate. And even my backup headphones, well, my regular headphones are missing. My backup headphones I left behind, and my, port on it for, what's it called, for a headphone jack, so I have a dongle, but even those headphones I left behind too, which is great, because now I don't have headphones for that. So about Final Girl Support Group, and for me, this book I had a major, problem with, that, and the thing that really made me feel that I was gonna, you know, not enjoy this book as much as, you know, I thought I was initially when I picked it up, was that, when I saw it on Barnes & Noble's website, was the book's basic premise is that, you know, it's a world in which all of these serial killers from horror movies, you know, altered slightly, so that way it's, you know, it's parody. All these horror movies happened in real life. So, like, Halloween happened, Friday the 13th happened. And this is where it kind of loses me a little bit, is, like, you know, a Nightmare on Elm Street happened. And, like, a Nightmare on Elm Street's a very paranormal kind of slasher, which is very different from the other ones. So, like, all these slashes happened, and all the, quote, final girls, unquote, from these horror movies, which refers to the girl who lives through the ordeal, kills the, what's it called, kills the person, the serial killer, the demon, the whatever that's trying to kill everyone, and then, you know, survives. There's a support group for all of these girls. Now, someone starts killing the girls in this group, and the moment it lost me was when they started going through and giving a plot synopsis, a lengthy plot synopsis for Friday the 13th. And I understand the thought process behind, like, oh, we need to make sure that everyone's up to speed, because, like, that was something that always bothered me in movies, when it's, like, a line of dialogue or something that, like, you know, feels kind of, you know, extra, like, let me, as the audience, figure that out myself, rather than spoon-feeding it to me, you know. you don't have to, you know, leading me to the water and then drinking it for me too. It's like, you know, no, we're going to sit here and explain to you how, what's it called? How, like, you know, what this is. So, like, you know, take Endgame, the line with, and this is the one, the example I cite all the time. It's, there are two that I always cite. Endgame, the line where, the Hulk is standing over the Stark Gauntlet, and he's like, the radiation is mostly gamma, it's like, I've made for this. It's actually considering the gamma radiation is not mentioned since the Incredible Hulk, and even then, I've only seen the Incredible Hulk like twice, so it's possible it's not even mentioned there. But the gamma radiation that, you know, what's it called, that powered him, that, like, you know, gave him his powers, you know, it's mentioned earlier in the movie, and then it's mentioned again there as why he's actually the one who put the gauntlet on. And it's like I'm made for this, feels like an extra line. And they explained, it's like, it's all about making sure that it's like, you know, if you're a line leader, you're, you know, you gotta make sure that everyone behind you, you know, is still with you when you get to this point. Otherwise, you could have people who have, you know, wandered off or gotten lost, or, and then if that happens, you've lost them in the movie. So, you know, that's something that kind of, I understand. And I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. So, that notwithstanding, my problem still stands that, what's it called? Like, in this book, sitting here and explaining the entire plot of, Friday the 13th, in a world in which, you know, it's one of the most cliched, like, Halloween is the best of the slashers, but, you know, Friday the 13th is the one that's, like, the Spider-Man origin story, bitten by a radioactive spider and got his powers, is the most cliche origin story on the planet at this point, that's been parodied to death, and everyone didn't, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's a joke at this point, almost, like, and it's the same thing with Friday the 13th, where it's, like, the slasher at the camp, the summer camp, because it's been done to death in other things, where it's, like, you know, there's, like, sleepaway camp, there's, you know, it's that general premise. So, if we, you know, if we're looking at this movie, at this book in this regard, I don't think rehashing the plot of this is as important. Now, if they were to rehash the plot of, say, Sleepaway Camp, or, what was the other one? Slumber Party Massacre, or, what's it called? Who else? What else was there that I'm thinking of them, and that I'm just, like, blanking on right now? But, like, you get what I'm saying, where it's, like, the point of, you know, if you're gonna rehash a plot that hasn't been done to death to the point where, you know, we all know what's going on. Like, we in the audience all know the, like, especially if we're gonna be reading a book about, that's called The Final Girl Support Group, where it's, like, it's almost, by a horror writer, it's almost designed where we are going to understand what's going on, and we don't need to have this retreaded. It's a waste of time. And it just kind of pads the length of the book. So that kind of thing kind of bothers me, and it kind of, like, you know, if I wanted to, you know, hear Friday the 13th, there's probably a novelization I could listen to. But that's not why I'm here. I'm here for, like, the years later story. And the other thing that kind of rubbed me the wrong way was the first person to die in this book is the woman who, the fake Friday the 13th person, where it's like, you know, for the movie, they made her white, but she was really black, and it's like, okay, so, despite all of this, where it's like, you know, you're trying to make this big statement about, you know, the cliches of horror movies and all of that, not only are you trying to make that statement, but you're also trying to point out that, like, you know, like, the evils of Hollywood for whitewashing and all of that, but at the same time, you're still falling into the old cliche of there's one black person and you kill her immediately, without many lines. Like the person who kind of pushes this whole thing into action and kind of propels the story into moving is the death of a black woman. And it's like, that's a cliche. Like, not only is that a cliche, but it's been done to death. And it's like, if you're going to sit here and take the moral high ground for over this, then you can't immediately kill her. It just feels kind of weird to me. So I kind of just, forgot about it. But there is another book coming this week, and I'm really excited about this. A Radical Free Act of Magic. I think I talked about the Declaration of Rights of Magicians. This is a sequel. I'm interested to see where the series goes. So that's coming tomorrow, I believe. I will not forget my headphones tomorrow. So I will be listening to that, when it comes out. I have it pre-ordered and all set to go on Audible. So I'll be back with that, That'll probably be a beware of spoilers, only because it's a new release. And I'm going to actually finish the book. So we'll see how that plays out. But until then, have a great rest of your week.